Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh boy, welcome in. And happy post-Thanksgiving to you. I really enjoyed spending my Thanksgiving at work. Okay, it wasn't fully sarcastic to say that. I did not dislike it, I guess. So my wife and kids went down to her parents' house because they knew I was going to work, and we understood that, so they got to enjoy it with the family. I stayed home, work. I get to do the Tara Show this morning, so it worked out pretty well. And at work, they brought in the Bob Evans Thanksgiving Feast. They must have spent like $1,000 on it. I'm exaggerating, but it had to have been a lot of money on Thanksgiving Day to get Bob Evans to cook for you. But they had all the employees there eat, and it was good, so I don't have anything to complain about. I got time and a half. I get a comp day for the future. They fed me Thanksgiving meal, and I thought to myself, if I am ever in a position where I have a little bit of leverage and we're doing some sort of negotiation, like, oh, I really don't want to do that. All right, I'll do it if you get the Bob Evans Thanksgiving meal in for the office. I might have to pull that card sometime in the future. I hope you enjoyed your Thanksgiving as well. We do have the text line up if you wanted to message us at 800-905-0989. I will keep an eye on that. We are live this morning, and I was listening to Joy Hudson. He does a fantastic job, as always. And I was looking at the stories about how Sarah Beckstrom, one of the National Guardsmen that was shot, ended up losing her life. It's so interesting when that story first happened. As a news organization, I was in a newsroom, and I work up in Detroit. So we get the news, and then I believe West Virginia's governor said they both passed, and then they retracted that. Nope. They're both critical condition, and now Sarah has passed. They've been asking the president about this. Are you going to attend the funeral? He goes, if they'll have me, basically, yes, if we can arrange for it. Yeah, of course. But there's a lot of things that are going on in the world right now, and this is one of those deals where when it hits home, it hits home. Because you have what we have been laying out as an argument for years, which is unvetted people inside of your country, it's a bad deal. And you could say, oh, he had asylum and oh, they approved this. But did they really? Did we go through a process where we're just stamping papers? We're not looking and we're not vetting. And how are we finding over and over again people coming into the country, hopping on planes? As the president here, I'll play a clip for you. We have videos of this stuff, and they're not even checking. And when we went through COVID, you thought, okay, that would be the time where the left would get it, where we would say, okay, if you're worried about, let's say, people spreading a disease that you want to wear a mask for the rest of your life, some of you, you're worried about this sort of thing, then maybe we should make sure that, hey, the people that are coming into this country aren't the ones spreading it. And where they have less regulations than we do, we'll say, put it that way. This is the liberal argument. So not even then. They said, okay, we got to be sympathetic. No, we're going to let them in. We'll just force everyone else to wear a mask. But you thought even when you could find some common ground, you didn't. And this might be one of those moments where you can find some common ground, which is we can't live forever welcoming in people into our country that are going to take advantage of us in our laws, in our generosity, and then come in and plot against our servicemen and women, and then perpetrate murders against our servicemen and women on our own soil. There has to be a point where you find something in common between the two sides where you both can agree there's got to be something better to prevent this from happening. And I think a lot of people on the right are going to raise their hand and say, how about we vet the people better? You know, like we've been yelling forever. Yesterday, I think it was last night, Donald Trump was talking to some reporters and they were asking about, okay, how are we going to do this? And I think the reporter was trying to allude to the fact that by your own policies, you are racist, you know, one of those type of questions. Listen to how Donald Trump handles this. I thought he did very well. And the question's kind of hard to hear at first, but I'll try to amplify
it. For Afghani's ability to apply for asylum, do you blame all Afghans for this one man?
No, but we've had a lot of problems with Afghans because they had a lot of them coming in on these planes. Again, I show you this picture. We had a lot of them coming in on these planes that are, look at them. There was no check-in. They just poured into the plane. And many of these people are criminals. Many of these people are people that shouldn't be here. And many of them have been gotten out. I mean, we've gotten out a lot of the people that, you know, we've taken a lot of them out of here. But they came in.
Right?
Yeah, I know. This deal, sorry. Many are wonderful. Yeah, well, I'm sure.
I said many are here legally, though. What should they think in terms of their prospects?
Well, they can't be happy, okay? They can't be happy. Because what's taking place between that, if you look at Somalia, they're taking over Minnesota, and they are, we got a lot of problems with the gangs, with all of the things taking place in Minnesota. We have an incompetent governor, a dope governor. They can't be happy about what's going on.
No, I wouldn't say they are happy, but you know, it's like, yeah, I'm sure they're all great. And you know, the president really trying to dismiss this. Oh, are you going to persecute an entire group of people over the crimes of one? And the president said, no, because A, we're going to prosecute this person to the fullest extent of the law. They're even talking about the death penalty, and rightfully so. But two, he says even the people that are here legally should be upset with the ones that are here illegally. And it's a different type of mindset. I want you to think about this. Let's say you are going on a trip for Thanksgiving, and you have to book a flight, and you show up to the airport, and you go through the procedures. You take your shoes off. Well, I don't know if you have to do that anymore. Okay, you put your stuff in, take your belt off, and you put all your electronics in a separate bin. You go through this, and you wait, and you go on your plane. You show them your ticket. You go in, you fly, you land, you get off, you get picked up, you go to your destination, all right? We all know how that goes. Then you add kids into the mix, and it makes things even more complicated. Oh, the kids, stop complaining. It'll be here soon. No, I'm not buying you an $8 drink, a $20 bag of chips at the airport. No, thanks. I'm not doing it. No, we're not going to do this. Oh, you got to go to the bathroom again. Ugh, all right, let's go. Okay, you complicate all of these things. This is the mindset of a rational human being that is going to go through all of this. I want you to think about what some of these people in the country illegally, how they go through this process. They think, how can I get around the law? How can I find a way to take advantage of this? How can I not have to deal with all that? And they look at us as suckers because we're doing things the right way. And they're like, well, you know, well, have you guys just tried doing it illegally? It works for me. It feels like we're being punished in some ways by following the law. When you hear these stories, and Joey Hudson brought it up, and he did so good at breaking down this argument. He's saying, why do we have all of these different truck drivers from other countries? Which, by the way, there's a lot of truck drivers here in the United States that don't get paid enough right now because they keep undercutting each other with this. These people that are coming in illegally and taking these jobs for less and less money. And absolutely, they're taking it from people that are certified and are moving cargo safely across the United States. But why is it that they're coming in, they break these laws, they don't have the proper licenses, they don't have the proper certifications, and they do things like try to do an illegal U-turn and kill a family in the, you know, as they're blocking traffic. And then all of a sudden, we're more sympathetic to the group of people that are here illegally than we are to the family that just lost their lives. I think that's an important point that we have to keep in mind. And Sarah Beckstrom is the National Guardsman who lost her life. The other is still fighting for his life. They were just newly sworn in. They didn't deserve this. None of them deserve this. You know, when we come back after the break, by the way, Frank Lutz is on CNN now, and I see his clips, and I'm like, okay, he's the pollster. He does this. I want to play a clip from him because he was talking to CNN about what do illegal aliens and Americans, how do they feel about it? Like, are we just this welcoming, let's put our arms out and hug them all and welcome them in if they're here legally or not? Is that the type of country we want to be? Well, what does the American people think according to polling? We're going to look at that and read some of your text messages. Good morning to you. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Tara on WORD. Thanks for the time.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list. At prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Text messages and good morning to you. Hopefully you're having a great day. Great morning to you, except for the two Greenville County men charged in human trafficking. I hope you have a terrible day and rest of your life. But other than that, everyone else, I hope you are having a great morning. And I'm looking at some of the text messages. One said, for those of us preparing for work, thank you for filling in today. Thank you very much. It is one of those times where a lot of radio stations kind of go on automation mode. I don't want to say a lot of the music stations, but a lot of times, yeah, there's not people that normally come in and fill in on a music morning show. So like if you listen to a music station and you got the big show, it's Wacky Jack in the morning or whatever. And once Wacky Jack needs to take a break every once in a while, he's got vacation time too. There's not like a substitute wacky dude they bring in, right? So they normally do a best of. So they'll prepare the show and they'll put the best of, things like that. Well, luckily on talk radio, when things are so timely, it's tough to put best ofs together too far in advance because it could be very untimely by the time you air it. So luckily stations like this, they say, hey, guy that we like, Ryan Recker, can you fill in for Tara? And I say, absolutely, it would be my pleasure. So I'm glad that we get to be live with you here this morning. And poor Wacky Jack gets to sleep in. Another text message, Afghan enforces Sharia law, so yes, we can hold Afghans responsible. One person said, wearing a face diaper to protect yourself from COVID virus is like using a chain link fence to protect yourself from mosquitoes. I got in so much trouble from some listeners. So when I was doing a late night show in St. Louis, I would talk to pulmonologists. Is it a pulmonologist? So they would talk about exactly this. They would say the type of things that you're protecting yourself with, if it's not an N95 or higher mask, it's traveling right through it. It is basically you have a volleyball net and you're trying to stop golf balls with it. And you're like, it's not going to happen. You're stopping so few of them only by luck. So what you're actually saying is you're giving yourself a false sense of protection. And same thing, you remember how stupid it was when they would say, okay, you can go out and eat at the restaurant, but when you're eating, you can take the mask off, but when you're not eating, you have to put the mask back on to talk to your friends. So you can get off to take a sip of coffee, and then you got to put it back on. And you have a restaurant of people taking it on and off. Some of them have it on while their mouths are open. It was so stupid. You're like, are you kidding me? It was like back when restaurants had a smoking and non-smoking section. And sure, if you sat in a non-smoking section by a smoking section, it didn't matter that much now, did it? If the guy on the other side of the little piece of curtain it was like a fabric curtain was separating you, it didn't matter. And that's the same thing that we saw with the virus. I think people understand that now. Maybe some things that people will start understanding here in the future, I'm hoping. So here's what Frank Lutz, he's on CNN now, and he was talking about polling and the way people look at immigration in a modern time. And I want you to think to yourself, when it comes to immigration, what are you for and what are you against? And I think very simply, if you talk to most Republicans and people that would vote for Donald Trump even, you would say, if you do it in an orderly fashion, and I think this has been our basic standpoint for as long as I can remember, the last couple of decades, if you go through the legal means, then we are for that. If you go through the illegal means, we are not for that. Now, if you talk to someone on the left, it's a different story, which is, oh, you have to sympathize with the plight of the person, and you have to understand they left everything behind, and they're a war-torn country, and they're fleeing persecution, so they have to come here by any means, and then they'll just live the rest of their life without telling anyone they came here, or even attempting to go through the legal means. Or if they are caught, they understood, based on the relaxed administrations of the past, is that if you were here, then they'll give you a court date a decade in the future. And if you don't show up, they're so overwhelmed that they don't notice or care to try to follow up. So you may have this order to be deported, but you're going to be able to live the rest of your life because the odds of them picking you up have been low up until now when Donald Trump is saying, we're not doing this anymore. We have to fix this. So I feel like most people agree that if you are here, you should be here through the legal means. And if you are going through the process to do so through the legal means, then we are on the same side. Here's what the people think. This is what CNN polled. Let's see.
And, you know, generally speaking, since taking office in January, President Trump has enacted pretty sweeping changes to U.S. refugee policy and foreign assistance. He campaigned largely on doing those types of measures as well. Just in the polling you've done and the folks you've spoken to, have people generally been supportive? Not so much the border is one thing, but sort of the pulling back of, again, some of these refugee programs and foreign assistance.
We're split.
Yeah.
We want wide gates and tall fences. We want people to come here legally. We're still pro-immigrant, but we're pro-legal immigrant, not illegal immigrant. And so the public would say, do whatever you have to do to keep people who are committing crimes out of the country. But for those who want to come here for the right reasons and have the right commitment, they would say yes.
I think so. I think when you talk about some of these specialized fields, especially tech industry, that's a big one. There's a lot of people here in the United States that have the ability to do those jobs, but still the tech company was growing. A lot of these tech industries were expanding at such a rate where they couldn't keep up. And you saw this too in a lot of different states. You have big companies, tech-based, that said, we need to find people who are trained in the workforce before we build a giant facility here. So they'll look at, okay, what's the college rate of people taking these classes? Are they going to stay in the state if we offer the job? Do we have enough to fill and keep it fulfilled in the future? And a lot of times, these tech companies found themselves, the only way we can do this is if we stay inside of the largest metropolitan cities, because that is the only chance we'll have. And their other option is, we're going to go find someone from India or something like that. And we'll bring them in on the special visa. They'll work on this tech visa. And then when it's over, then who knows what they do? Maybe they go back. Maybe they stay. But here's what Donald Trump said. No, we're not doing this. Essentially, what you've said was, we don't have enough good people here in the United States to handle it. He's like, I'm calling baloney on that. I'm calling shenanigans on that. What you're doing is, you're saying, we're going to bring in people that we can pay for less. And since we can do that, we're going to put the emphasis on the less. And now you're leaving out people that are qualified here, because there's a lot of people with college education that could do these jobs. So Donald Trump said, baloney. And now he's starting to reverse the course on all of this. I get where there are people coming from areas that are war-torn and they are being persecuted, but you have to have some sort of standard in which you admit them in order to make sure they're not coming in here and taking advantage of our generosity. They're using that as a strategy, almost a Trojan horse, to get in. We can't have that. Some of the text messages, thank you for this, and I feel bad because I wanted to keep talking about this, but we do have a guest coming in the next segment, and it's totally unpolitical related. I wanted to talk to an author that put out a book called Expensive Basketball. I was intrigued by the name of it to begin with, Expensive Basketball, rather, and Shea Serrano is a sports writer. He is a really good sports writer, and he primarily loves basketball, so we're going to talk to him about that. I thought we would take a little side trip on a post-Thanksgiving morning to do something other than politics. And if you like basketball of the past and you're like, yes, bring me the Jordans of the world and less of the LeBrons, you're going to enjoy this conversation. Shea Serrano joins us after the break. I'm Ryan Recker. If you want to reach the show, same ways you can do it, feel free to text 800-905-0989 and message me on Twitter, at Ryan Recker. You're listening to WORD of it.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
It's something that, you know, normally when you look at new books, it has the flashy cover, lots of graphics, things like that. Absolutely love the direction you've decided to take with this on the cover.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. We tried a bunch of different things, and that was the one that felt the most appropriate given the nature of the book.
Yeah, it's neat. It's the idea that there's special moments, there's special players that stand out in the game of basketball over the years. What makes a special player? What makes a special moment to you?
Really, the only requirement is that when it happened or when you watch this player, you feel something, some sort of emotion. Could be any sort of emotion. Doesn't have to be necessarily a good emotion. For example, there's an entire chapter in the book about Kobe Bryant, who I'm a San Antonio guy, so that's the nemesis of my favorite player, Tim Duncan. Those two guys were constantly at war with one another. So Kobe typically evoked terror in me, frustration, anger, heartache. But it put him in the book because, you know, you felt something. I felt something watching him.
Yeah, so I grew up in Detroit. So, you know, early 2000s, you had the team that came out of nowhere. They beat the Lakers, so they beat Kobe. And then it looked like they're going to go back-to-back. They were so good. And then San Antonio comes around, so thanks for that. I'm on the other side of your feelings. But that's kind of the beauty of it. You looked at some of these moments that stand out. And this is the problem I think we run into. And I'm not the biggest basketball fan, but this is what I find when it comes to NBA discourse. It's people arguing about Jordan and LeBron, who's better. So when you have those type of arguments, do you think that's good or bad for the sport? When basically the whole dialogue boils down to that one argument?
I think the whole dialogue boiling down to one argument is never a good thing in any in coverage of anything. So I would push back and say it doesn't bother me just hearing people argue about Jordan and LeBron. Those are the two greatest basketball players of all time. It's always going to be interesting to hear somebody make the case for one or the other. Excuse me. But I would say that, you know, there are 485 other very interesting basketball players, and we should spend some time talking about them as well.
Yeah. Do you think when you're younger and you're watching the game in their special moments, you might not recognize it at the time? Are there things that you've revised and looked at as an adult and said, wow, that was really a missed moment for me?
I think that when you watch basketball when you're younger, it feels slightly different than when you're an adult. So you don't miss that something was important or special because that's a very primal thing. You sort of understand it the same way you understand watching Bloodsport. When Chong Li walks on the screen, you know to be afraid of that guy for whatever reason. You don't know why. Same thing when you're watching basketball. Like, you know something cool just happened. But when you get older, you do, of course, gain the wherewithal to understand it in a different capacity, in a perhaps a more historical capacity. Like, you would watch a clip. You watch the clip of Jordan in the finals against the Lakers doing the up and under right hand to left hand layup, right? And as a kid, you watch it and you just went, oh my God, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen. And then you become an adult and you go back and you read up on the history of the Lakers versus the Bulls and Magic Johnson versus Michael Jordan and why he might have done it. And you just understand it differently, but both of them are, you know, good.
I always wonder, too, if the business side of it takes away when you're an adult. You understand, you know, it is a business decision and you have your favorite team and then your favorite player leaves. That hurts. So, I mean, there's a lot of emotions that go into watching any sport, really. And I kind of get that. And when you're older, you kind of understand that's just how it goes. But when you're younger, you don't understand those sort of things. So would you think the game's evolved over the years? Because this is what people argue, too, when they talk about the LeBron-Jordan stuff. Oh, the league was so much harder back then. Oh, you had to be a tougher guy to survive in the league back then. Do you think the league's evolved?
I think the league has, of course, changed a bunch, but I don't think the guys who play today, you can't convince me that Steph Curry couldn't play basketball in 1991. You're never going to convince me. You can't convince me that Kevin Durant wouldn't have averaged 42 points per game against, if he's being guarded by Kelly Trepuka, you know what I mean? obviously basketball, you watch those old clips and it's like somebody would punch Larry Bird in the mouth in the third quarter and they would still be in the game in the fourth quarter. Like you can't do that anymore. That doesn't happen. But you're looking at the greatest athletes on the planet right now. That's going to translate across any like time travel you want to do.
And I know it's not the exact same thing, but not that long ago, you know, the Moneyball movie came out and people were talking about, oh, the extended statistics. We need to go look at the numbers. And if we can get the calculations just right, we can figure out the best way to game the system. And we can do that to our advantage. You lose a bit of beauty in the sport when you look at it that way. Are there things that you found in basketball that stats can't explain? Things that are just so wonderful that if it was given to you and you were the coach, you would forget all the stats, and there's something about the wonder of certain players that can't be calculated.
Yeah, that's sort of the point of the book, is just arguing in favor of that. Because some things, take two players, right? If you have Ray Allen shooting a jump shot and Joakim Noah shooting a jump shot, and they both shoot it and they both go in, it's worth 2 points. They were 1 for 1 from the field. Like, the numbers are going to be that. But you're going to watch Ray Allen shoot a jump shot, and something inside of you will go like, oh my God, that's beautiful. This thing I'm looking at is beautiful. How he did. Allen Iverson dribbling a basketball just looks different than John Stockton dribbling a basketball. Magic Johnson in the open court. You show somebody who's never seen basketball ever in their life, and you show them a clip of the Showtime Lakers playing against whatever team you want. 10 guys running down the court, and you ask them, hey, which of the 10 guys on the screen, again, you've never seen basketball, which of the 10 guys on the screen do you think is so compelling and captivating that we all just decided we're going to call him Magic Johnson? He would immediately go, oh, it's the giant point guard throwing no-look passes. You know what I mean? Like, some stuff you can't, there's not numbers for everything. And that's why I wrote the book, to talk about those things.
That's work. Great. By the way, if people wanted to find your book, what's the best place for them to go?
Oh, I think you should always buy it from an independent bookstore. There's a website called Bookshop. Mm-hmm. And if you go to Bookshop, you can type in any book title you want and it will automatically order it from the closest independent bookstore to you. This was the first book. I've had books before that made like number one on the New York Times bestseller list. This was the first book that made number one on the like independent bookstore bestseller list.
Oh, that's great.
I was very, very, very proud of that.
Expensive Basketball, the name of the book, and author Shay Serrano joining us. It's one of those things, too, as a fan, you find that sometimes a player is so good that you kind of expect them to be good. So I'll give you an example of, like, let's say I went to go see a game and Cade Cunningham puts up 30 points. I just expect that now. He's doing so good for the Pistons.
Yeah.
But if they pull a fan out and he hits a half-court shot for some money during halftime, my goodness, I'll go crazy for that. That'll be the one thing I remember from that game. I won't forget the 30 points that an athlete in their prime puts up, but I will remember the fan that puts in the half-court shot, which I think kind of goes to show you there is a lot of beauty in everything that goes on from start to finish when you're at, like, the experience of it all.
Yeah, the anything that's tied to, like, an emotional reaction is a thing that sort of imprints itself into your brain differently. Like, you probably won't remember Cade has been incredible this season, by the way. Just, he plays at such an interesting speed. You can't speed him up or slow him down. It's great to watch. But separate of that, though, you might not remember like all 30 of his points, but you're probably going to remember the one little move that he did where you were just like, that was pretty desperate. He has that move right now where he gets to like this 15-foot pull up, and like, you know, he's going to do it, and the defender knows he's going to do it. There's nothing to do about it. Like, you're going to feel when he initiates that move, you're going to remember what that felt like. Same as you're not remembering the shot the guy hit. You're just remembering the emotion attached to it, the excitement.
Yeah.
Which, you know, basketball's the best, man.
Well, it's like, you know, I had a Dreamcast and Allen Iverson was on the cover of the game, you know, if you wanted to get the basketball game when it came out. And, you know, I think people remember Allen Iverson, maybe not for how fast and how skilled he was, but him talking about practice. You know, it's amazing. The things that you grab onto and remember, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. You have a reaction to a thing, and that becomes important to your life, to your existence, really.
Yeah, I think a lot of times people try to chase those feelings. It's you can sniff out artificial emotions pretty quick. Like if they try to force it, and we're filled with people trying to force emotion. I hate it when you can sniff out these little fake things they do in the crowd. Like, oh, we're going to put the camera on some guy and we're going to make it look like he's proposing to his girlfriend. And the girlfriend says,
yeah.
No, I hate that stuff. There's so much good raw emotion you can catch in any arena at any given time. You don't need that.
Yeah, no, I'm 100% with you on that. It bothers me so much. A clip goes around and they're like, can you believe this happened? Yeah, I can believe it. I've seen this guy in 4 of your videos. What are you talking about? Yes, I believe it happened.
He's an intern. And when he's not proposing to his girlfriend, he's cleaning up the sweat on the court with a rag. Shay Serrano, by the way, one more time, what was the independent bookstore website where people can look you up?
It's called bookshop.com.
It's a great shout out. And Expensive Basketball, that's where you can find the book with the wonderful cover. Shay Serrano, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Tara. Don't go anywhere on WORD.
And welcome back. I'm happy to be with you. I was looking at some of the text messages. They said their favorite basketball team, the Harlem Globetrotters. I was lucky to see them once, the Harlem Globetrotters, and what a fun event that is. They're also very media friendly. So normally when they come into town, they would go into like the radio stations, TV stations. So I think I've met some of them that way, which is pretty neat. You know, they do the trick. Go ahead, put your finger up. We'll spin the ball on your finger. I don't know how they can do that when I, as an individual, can't do that, but they could somehow do it on my finger. Pretty remarkable stuff. So welcome back to the show. A few things I want to get to, and I was looking at, I'm just going to go to the New York Post and read some of their headlines here, and you'll kind of get a feel for how different news outlets are handling the big stories of the day. And when it comes to Donald Trump, right on the front of the New York Post, it says, cracking down, President Trump says he'll permanently pause migration from all third world countries, and showing a picture of just people jamming onto these planes, unvetted. It's pretty weird to think that somehow we're moving these people into the country like cattle. It's such a strange thought, unvetted. Some other headlines here. Americans who helped resettled Afghan allies feel betrayed by a suspected DC terrorist who was given safe haven. Another question for the headlines is, how alleged DC terrorist was welcomed into U.S. after CIA vetting and then turned against it? Another headline, Trump calls National Guard shooting suspect went cuckoo, calls reporter a stupid person. Now, here's what I find when it comes to Donald Trump as a communicator. When he's talking to someone and he's being flat out, you have terrible leadership, he went cuckoo, you know, or whatever type of terminology he decides to use. This is where the media is now going with that. I'll go to the Drudge Report. Okay, and you're rolling your eyes, but I'm using this as a comparison point, not to say that it's a, you know, legit source all of a sudden, but here's the top headlines there. Trump's vicious mental spiral. And he puts a couple of quotes up there, and then the top link is, once you get to the, you know, bottom after the Drudge Report header, top doctor warns there's reason to be worried about Trump's decline. And it links to an MSN story. And when you go and look at the story, and it says the top doctor's worried. And let me give you some of the examples of why he's worried about the decline. And it goes back and, you know, on Air Force One, he admitted he had undergone a scan at Walter Reed on October 10th. Invasive of why. Okay, so we got a doctor's checkup there. Engage guests where he was talking about, let me go back down. I got to find this one. Okay, they showed the close-up of his hand. You know, they gave an explanation of that. But why can't I find that part of the article? But basically, for the sake of time, they were saying, you know, keep in mind during his first... Oh, here it is. New York Times revealing that Trump had dramatically reduced his work schedule compared to his first term in office, carrying out 1,029 engagements against his 1,688 in the first 10 months of his first presidency. That's a drop of 39%. So what they're saying is Donald Trump, when he was in his first 10 months of his presidency in the first term versus his second, there's a big difference, and rightfully so. All right. I know we have to go to break. And when we come back, we got a whole lot to go left on the show. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Tara. Don't go anywhere.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.